Okay, so we continue in the Arka Sadikim, Shaar Gaiva, almost done. We're on page 84 at the bottom. We're talking about, yesterday we talked about how Gaiva is, there are places for it. For example, when it comes to a person feeling proud for his Judaism, as well as for a person standing up to a rasha, although you have to know the place and time. And so today we're going to continue on a little bit of a different note, and this is going to tie into what we did in the Beis HaLevi on Anava, which is going to talk about how a person has to exert himself to try to remove gaiva as much as possible. The learning today should be especially learned as well as Ilan Shama for Yaakov Yosef and Chaim Menachem Ben Zion, and it should be a schus for Fu Shleim of Chaim Dada Ben Rachel Chana Leib Hashem Rachel and Abadati Ben Farrell, and a schus for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So he says like this: someone who has the need of gaiva, he has to exert himself to retract from it, because it's an extremely bad defect in a person. And the harm is always there, and it's very strong. And the potential benefit, ma'at, is very slight. So what you might benefit from it, meaning we talked about gaiva, that there's places where gaiva is appropriate, but it's so slight in the grand scheme of things that you should go as far away from gaiva as possible. Ki ha-gaiva mevias adam lidei shever, gaiva brings a person to destruction. K'may shenemar lifnei shever ga'oin, right before destruction, there is gaiva. V'gam mevias lidei shiflus, it also brings a person to lowliness. Shenemar gavas adam tashbilena, will lower him down. Ukva yadata ma'ira leparoi, we already know what happened to Paroi, but Amroi, when he said in a very haughty manner, mi Hashem asher eshma b'kolei, who is Hashem that I should listen to him? That you, Moshe, are telling me I need to listen to him? Who is he? And Paro was degraded and humiliated until he was forced to run screaming through the city looking for Moshe and Aaron. He was completely degraded. Well, the Goliath saplishti, and Goliath saplishti, Sha'amar, who said, ani chayrasti asmar chayis Yisrael, that I cursed the, I have disgraced the armies of Klal Yisrael. And he too was killed, how? By a lowly shepherd, David, with a slingshot, not even with a, with a, with a, he wasn't even fighting someone who was opposing him with proper weaponry. Sancheirav, who said, who is this God that will deliver you from my hands? He said to Chizkiyo, meaning, who God, Sancheirav was able to conquer, go up, he went against, up against every land believed in their God, and yet Sancheirav was successful. So he said the same thing to Chizkiyo, you think you're going to be any different than any of the other gods and any of the other lands that I went up against? And what happened to Sancheirav? And Amalek of Hashem came and killed out his entire army in one night, and he himself was killed by his own sons, as the pasuk tells us. We see by Nebuchadnezzar, but Amra, you said, Uman hu who is the God that's going to deliver you from my hands? And Nebuchadnezzar became mad. He went crazy for 7 years, and he lived like an animal in the field, running around in the field, and he ate the grass. And those similar who spoke in the same way, in the end, they were shamed and disgraced. Zu, someone who has a need of gaiva in a nitzal mechait va'avoin is not going to be rescued from any avera. That the person who scorns proudly is, meaning with gaiva, is called a letz, and oisa be'evra zadon, he acts with malice. So essentially, the pasuk is saying that he's going to end up with zadon, with averas, as a result of his gaiva. So, since we've spoken this far about gaiva, listen to the words of the chachamim. One says, who is he from whom worry will never leave? Someone who always wants to grow, someone who always wants to become greater in stature. Of the Amru Misha Machzik Atzma Becheskas Daitan, someone who holds himself out to be a know-it-all, Kilemar She Machzik Atzma Fachma, he presents himself like he's smart. People look at him foolish. And again, it's something we talked about with Kavod, that the nature of the world is if you run after Kavod, people look down on you and people have less respect for you. It's the same thing with Chachma. If you hold yourself out to be a genius, let other people call you a genius. If you call yourself a genius, people look at you as if you're foolish. But Amru Samach L'gaiva Malolim Royim. Right next to gaiva is a bunch of bad actions. So Misha Yesh by Malolim Royim, and someone who has these bad actions, basically, people don't like you because you don't act nicely with others. You don't play well with others, and so people they want to stay away from you. But Amar Chachamet, one Chacham said, Kasher Imas Hatzura, just as pleasantness in a person's face or hagof lights up the body, kach ni'imas hamidois, so too a person is pleasant in his midois or hanefesh, it lights up the soul. Va'amar oid, and the Chacham said further, ein mechashivas hanefesh hiya melech miskal b'nei adam. It's not dignified for a king to hold himself out over other men. Kal shekein b'nei adam acherim zalzeh, so too one over the other. Meaning, when you're the king, right? If you're the president, you shouldn't have to remind people that you're the president. When you come in the room, people should show a certain respect. If you have to walk around and telling everyone why you're important, so obviously you're not that important. And that's the point. Just like a king doesn't have to go over to other people and remind them that he's the king. They understand it. It's built in to the authority. So too, he says, people should not hold themselves out to be better than others, because it's the same idea. If you have to show yourself as greater than others, then you're really not that great. So there was once a king who was sitting on his throne. In front of him, there were three chairs, one on top of the other, meaning three ranks. So there were three ranks, and one was slightly higher than the other. So three strong people came in front of him, and they sat them one higher than the other. So the king said to them, so you guys sat down on your own. Who gave you permission to sit down without my who gave you permission to sit down? So the greatest one said back, because I have great yichus, I have great ancestry. The second one said, I sat in the middle because I'm smart than the last guy. And the third one said, I'm not on the same level as these other guys, and therefore I don't deserve to sit in the higher seat. So what did the king do? He saw that who was really the greatest of the three, not the guy who was puffing out his chest, but rather the guy who said, I don't deserve it. You don't deserve it? That shows even more that you deserve it. Who is appropriate to be a king? Someone who runs away from being a king, but someone who wants to be the leader, you got to be very, very careful of these people, because a lot of times it goes to their head. They have very big egos, and you end up in a worse situation. So regarding this, it says, come up here. It's better that they say to you, come up here, than they tell you, go back there. So don't go and sit in first class. Go sit in economy. Let them upgrade you to first class. Don't be the guy that they seat you in first class, and then they have to, you sit yourself in first class, and then they have to ask you to get up and go back to economy, and you have to do the walk of shame, right? So that's very embarrassing to do. All right, see.